Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It was a dream come true to become an Olympian for the first time, but to be able to back that up and be going to a games abroad is amazing.
It is different in the sense that London was a home games and Brazil is an away games, if you like. Is it different in any other sense?
Yeah, I think it's different just from the fact that it's not the unknown anymore for us now. We kind of know what all the kind of stuff that goes on around the Olympics is, and we know that it just boils down to that one race. So I'd say this time it's a lot easier to focus, and also having unfinished business from London, we know what we're going there to do.
And you went into London, as you say, it was the unknown, and you still came away with a bronze medal. What can you do now that you know what to expect and 4 years on?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty proud of how we responded to that. It was a real challenge with such massive levels of home support and expectations. So I think we did pretty well there now. We did pretty well there. But I think coming this time, we can just be much more kind of ruthless about how we prepare and how we execute. So hopefully that'll give us a little bit more of an edge.
So what makes you think, do you think you can do better this time then with the unfinished business? You can get better than that bronze?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we'd be going if we didn't think we could improve on it. It's going to be an extremely hard task. The sport has moved on quite a lot since London 2012. So even though we're faster now than we were in 2012, it's probably even harder to win medals at the moment. But being in the mix, it's definitely a possibility that we can improve. And yeah, we're absolutely fighting to win.
You guys have been incredibly consistent over the last 4 years since London. As you say, you are going faster. What is it all down to?
I think just having a good relationship off the water. So I was thinking we've been together as a crew since 2010, and I don't think there's any other crews that we raced then that are still together now, and definitely no crews that have sustained the same performance level throughout. So that consistency just comes with still wanting to be in the boat together, and both of you still being really wanting to improve. So yeah, I'm just really lucky I found a guy like Liam to share this journey with.
Yeah, you said that you get on so well. Are you similar personalities? Are you different? And if so, how?
I'd say we're both pretty similar. We're both fairly mellow. We kind of have similar interests. So yeah, that kind of gives you stuff to talk about off the water. But it's just the fact, I think, that we kind of trust each other as well, more than anything. So when you're training really hard and one person doesn't have a perfect session, you don't hold it against the other person. You know they're trying their best. And equally in racing, if you trust them, you know they're always going to give their best. So it kind of removes that level of pressure.
On the water, when you're in the boat, what is the key to a good performance and getting on an Olympic podium, let's say?
The key is making the most of both the athletes who are in the boat. You need to get 100% out of both guys to have any chance of achieving at the top level these days. And then both guys need to be in the condition of their lives, and then they need to execute in perfect synchronicity. So my kind of job is to really make that synchronicity happen. So whatever Liam does, I just copy and try and make myself invisible. So it should look like there's two identical guys in the boat together.
The last year or so, how would you assess the performances that you've had and the results?
It's been interesting because pretty much up until the first year after the Olympics, we'd never been off the podium in a single race together. And then in the European Championships 2013, I think we finished fourth for the first time. And then since then, it's just been much more up and down. That's just more of a reflection of the standard of racing, just much, much tougher than it was. So we had the Olympic champions from London, the Russian crews. Everyone was suddenly focused on them, and a whole lot of people, including us, caught them up. And now this performance standard is all kind of mixing in. So one day one crew's on top, the next day the other. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, but actually, overall, I think it takes the pressure off. We just know that it's going to be a hard race. So all we do now is just focus on that kind of execution.
I know you've been out to Brazil. Is the course there, is there anything different about it? I mean, it's essentially a long flat strait of water, isn't it, that you race
Well, I
on?
hope it's flat. Yeah, hopefully it's can be a little bit windy being so close to the sea, but that's something we prepare for by training here. And we've actually set our start gate system up here to the right direction. That means we get similar conditions a lot of the time to those that you'd expect in Rio, which would be a side wind coming from the sort of the front left going down towards you. So yeah, but at the end of the day, it is just water. It's still 200 meters long. That's what we train for. It's going to be a spectacular venue though. it's absolutely awesome to be there and to watch paddling on.
Take us back to the bronze medal that you won. What are your memories of winning that bronze medal?
It all went by in a bit of a blur, to be honest. I remember coming up to the start line, the announcer calling out the names of our crew and the British crowd just going crazy. I had a little bit of a chuckle to myself at the time because I just thought, this is bizarre. Wow, all these people here cheering for you. And that actually kind of broke the tension a little bit because I just thought, wow, what an experience to have. And then we're just on the line and we've practiced racing 200 metres so many times as a crew that it was pretty much automatic. So the race itself was just a blur. I couldn't really go back and think of it any different to any other race apart from just the noise, just constant noise. And then crossing the line, desperately trying to figure out where we'd come because I didn't have a clue. And then when we got told that we'd got the bronze, in a kind of a fit of relief and joy, I snapped the paddles across my legs, which made for some good pictures, but didn't make me too popular with the people that made the paddles. And then, yeah, it was just overwhelming to achieve what you've been working for so long.
That paddle, what sort of damage, what are we talking about?
Hundreds and hundreds of pounds, so. But it's, it's now up on, I gave it to a friend after that, that supported us through up, and it's up on his wall now.
What would you break this time if you won silver or even a gold?
I don't know. I've tried not to break anything, but just celebrate as much as I can.
Now, looking at you away from the boat, I know that you're into your classic cars, right? Mm-hmm. You're into guitars. Can you play any samba?
Ah, can't I see? Maybe that's something I have to work on, so we can jam with the local cariocas when we get out there.
So you know a bit about the music out there?
Well, yeah, we spent a little bit of time. It's hard to avoid it, all the rhythms and everything. We were there whilst Carnival was on, but the coaches and management managed to keep us away from that. So we'll have to wait till the racing's finished.
I know you're into your coffee as well. What's the coffee like out there?
It's where a lot of coffee comes from. So yeah, there's plentiful supply and some nice coffee places in Ipanema that we've already sussed out.